Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Eight o'clock hour. Welcome back, Jay Binkley, JT Noah, Bob, Dusty, Mac. The time off. I think Mac was in the was at the Tennessee game yesterday. It'd be fun.
I would have loved to seen like on ticket whatever what ticket prices were for that game. I bet it wasn't no more than $20.
Have you seen Arrowheads lately?
Oh yeah, I saw a lady. She was selling her penthouse suites, like the really nice sweet ones, for $1,200 for two. So two tickets, you got it for $1,200. I'm like, all you can eat buffet, a server to you, heated seats inside on a Christmas night. Not a bad Christmas gift if you haven't got one yet for your spouse or whatever.
There's going to be a lot of Chiefs being a night game. There's going to be a lot of Chiefs tickets under the tree.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A ton.
Well, I was also thinking about this, Bink, and I know we could talk about it maybe tomorrow, too. If you're the NFL, all the big games the Chiefs have come next year, you push it to the back end of the season because you don't want him to be early on and Mahomes not playing in them.
Yeah, but these 70-degree weather, I mean, it is going to be good weather, but you're going to be selling a lot of people. And we put the poll up at 96.5 The Fan on Twitter there, JT. Do you open presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas?
So
I was in the Christmas camp, but that might be a good Christmas Eve present,
right?
Chiefs tickets.
Well, so it's kind of hard now, but I do Christmas Eve. We're doing Christmas Eve with my fiance's family and then Christmas morning with my family. So I guess we're doing it both days.
Yeah, and you're a wise man. You're getting married after the season, which...
Of course.
Yeah, you're wise about that. But you have a lot of Christmases and stuff to do. Eventually, you'll get to that age and you won't have that anymore. And that's awesome. When you hit that step, it's like you don't have all these parties to go to and whatever. It's like you've made it. You made it at that point.
Everybody's coming
to see.
Man?
Everybody's coming to see JT. And
everyone
that's what you
wants to come see me.
That's what you're going to have, JT, at some point. Your man cave downstairs. People are going to come see you.
Exactly.
When you get to a certain age, and instead of you driving around everywhere, they'll come see you.
I got an early Christmas gift last night. I almost wore it today because it's a shirt, and it says "Don't make me get my radio voice out." And it's just perfect. It's like, yeah, that's great.
We'll talk about the officiating if you want to. I want an official suck shirt. That's what I want, even though I live in Kansas City.
Oh, that's
right
what
now.
You want, an official suck?
Yeah, because they favor the Chiefs. Not like when Nico Urbizio got hit in the balls before he caught it. Helmet to the balls. And they didn't call
it. Wasn't there a flag on the Chiefs stack play, too?
They didn't call catching interference on the play. He gets one to the balls. I mean, the officials like the Chiefs. Give me an official suck, seriously. The text line asked me about going back to the Lions thing, and he said, make sure you criticize the Chiefs then, too. I will, and I have, and I've talked about the direction they need to go and how they can get better. But I'll say this. This is the difference between the Chiefs and other teams. They've won two of the last three Super Bowls. They've been in the last three Super Bowls. They've been in five of the last six, something nobody else has done. So I think the Chiefs are fine. They have banners outside of the stadium and have rings, and other teams don't have that. So I think I'm doing all right.
Hey, Bink, I got a question for
the Chiefs
for you.
This situation.
Here's a question for you then, Bink, because I want to stay on the topic with the Lions. Who do you think has had a quote-unquote worst or letdown season, the Lions or the Ravens?
Both of them had high expectations, but Super Bowl odds-wise, Ravens.
That's what, see, because I would say the Ravens had a bigger letdown.
I give them credit for digging themselves back into it, but they can't stay healthy.
No, they can't stay healthy. And I loved it because I'm assuming you watched the game last night.
Yes, it's a good assumption.
Lamar goes, he felt like there should have been a flag on the play. He got injured because he goes, I let myself up and I got kneed in the back. And yeah. I'm watching the play and I'm like, you gave yourself up so late that the guy was already on the ground almost when he hit you in the back with his knee. I thought that was crazy and ludicrous that he would say that.
But you know what? You saw the Detroit game and all that. The officials were terrible yesterday. Absolutely 100%.
Are the officials good? They're never good.
They're never good. Okay. And this was their worst week. In my opinion, this is their worst week.
I still think Thanksgiving Day was bad.
It was real bad, which is embarrassing because you had the most ever eyeballs on a game in the Chiefs-Cowboys than you've ever had. It's the highest rated game ever in history. You deserved a better officiating crew than that. But what they've got to start doing is going back to New York a lot more. They do that replay assist this year, which we've seen in action with the Chiefs and Colts. Shane Steichen was going to challenge the Noah Gray play. Remember where he got knocked out?
Yeah.
But he caught the football, right? Credit Noah Gray for that because he caught the football.
That was a great catch.
And Shane Steichen was going to challenge it. But replay assist jumped in, and they said, no, he caught it. So Shane Steichen got to save a timeout because of replay assist.
Exactly.
They need to expand this.
I think you need to use it more consistently. It's so inconsistent on when they use it. There's not a rhyme or reason when they use it or not.
You've got to get to a point where someone that actually knows the rules is there. Not these clowns they have joining TV broadcasts that give their opinion. I think it's a catch. I don't think it was. They're never right. Like, get rid of that. Get a real person, a real official that knows the rules inside there, and it's his full-time job to understand every rule in the National Football League, because they're not, as we've gone through, JT. I mean, remember when I did it a few years ago or a few weeks ago? This is the NFL officials, right? Carl Cheffer, sales manager, Lan Clark, chief building official, Alan Eck, tax manager, Adrian Hill, aerospace software engineer, John Hussey, sales rep, Alex Kemp, insurance agent. Again, you go on and on with these officials. They have other jobs. Salesmen, insurance agents, nonprofit CEOs, high school teachers. I mean, make them all full-time. The money's there. Money's there. Pay a little bit more. I mean, they already make six figures. Just pay a little bit more. But they don't need side jobs. No ref needs to go doing law work in the offseason. Everybody hated the officials, and then they got to see the replacement officials, and then they begged for the officials to come back only to criticize them on Monday the next day. Nobody likes officials. I don't. But have a replay assist there doing the right things. I don't want to see guys helmet to balls like you saw on Nico Remigio and not be called. I want an egregious pass interference by the Ravens yesterday on Keyshawn Boutte. It was tackled before they didn't call it. I mean, so many bad calls. Have somebody high in the sky, replay assist, saying, no, you guys screwed it up. Have someone that knows the rule book inside and out. I mean, the best of the best.
Watch, not these ESPN goos who are like, they come in for 5 seconds, like, oh, yeah, that should have been a flag. And, oh, no, you're wrong, Twight. That was not a flag.
Especially primetime games. You got to get those right.
They got to, and they don't. It's just so aggravating as a fan in general, not a Chiefs fan, but an NFL fan, when you're watching a game and you, from your screen, can see a flag that should be called, and guess what? There's not a flag called.
Half the people at bars on their fifth or sixth beer can look at the replay and be done in 20 seconds. Same with baseball.
Everyone in their mind knew there was a flag for PI on that New England Patriots game last night, and guess what? Nothing was called. Both Chris Collins were...
So it's not just the Chiefs, by the way. The Chiefs were sixth in penalties, by the way. So this whole Chiefs get all the calls.
Oh,
no, they
right,
don't.
Yeah. Both Chris Collinsworth and the official that they have with NBC could not believe it. They were laughing. Chris goes, now I got a hard question for you. Was that PI? And he starts laughing. No, Chris, that's not a hard question. That's obviously PI.
And the 660 is right. The refs, union doesn't want to be held accountable like the NFL wants them to be.
Yeah, why can't we sit down with them at a press conference after the game?
There's enough college officials and everywhere else that want to be full-time officials. And I'll say this. The biggest issue hasn't hit yet, and it will this spring at the NFL owners meeting. The biggest issue will hit, and you'll be worse off watching the NFL than you ever have been. And you'll be left confused, and it's about to happen. And it's called the tush push. Because part of the language that was put in with the tush push, on the last day of the vote, they added an amendment. The Packers did. You cannot push or pull anybody on the football field. And since 2006, teams have been able to do this. So there was a 20-year span we could have seen the tush push, but nobody took advantage of the rules. But they used to have in the rules you couldn't push or pull a player anywhere on the field, and they changed that, and they opened it up back in 2005 and 2006. They opened up completely up. But here's the thing. The Chiefs, like every other team in the NFL, utilize tush-push stuff down the field. How many times do you see a Chiefs running back be there at the goal line, Kareem Hunt, and see Trey Smith or Creed Humphrey or whatever push
or
him forward?
Or Patrick Mahomes is even getting in there sometimes.
Or Mahomes did it. Mahomes did a tush-push.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes about handling this. Because the big thing is you're not allowed right now to pull anyone, but you still see people pull.
They do it all the time, right. You can't pull.
You're not supposed to pull, but you still do it.
You do it. And here's the thing. Here's where it's going to come down to the, you know, what's a catch and what isn't. Did you complete the catch when you hit the ground? That, you know, the arguing back and forth.
I still think that needs to be adjusted, because I think 1 foot that taps twice should be a catch. And maybe you disagree, but I'm
good with that.
I think that's crazy that it doesn't count.
I'm good with that, but here's the thing. If you think you're confused now about what a catch is and isn't, wait until the tush push. And I'm not talking the actual tush push behind the line of scrimmage, which they can't get that call right either because you have offsides all the time. But down the field, because then players are going to plead their case. Coaches are going to plead their case that he wasn't pushing the player, he was pushing the man. Because you can legally push the man. But if you have your left arm on the man, your right arm on the player, then you're determining that were you pushing the player more or were you pushing the blocker, the attacker, more on defense? What are you doing? Then it opens up Pandora's box. And Pandora's box will be open this year in the NFL.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they do it. It's going to go crazy the first 2 weeks because refs will not know how to call it.
Yeah. They fly first class. They stay in great hotels. The refs have it made. The refs have it made. Do they make six figures? They do. How much do they make? I think it's all subjective to how long you've been calling games, but they make a good living. NFL officials earn an average salary of $205,000 to $250,000, plus significant bonus for playoff games, potentially reaching $30,000 to $50,000. For postseason games. Yeah, you can get more bang for your buck by having full-time officials. If you don't want to do it, find another job. If you don't want to do it, be a full-time sales manager. Be a full-time nonprofit CEO. Be a full-time sales manager. Be a full-time teacher, coach, whatever you want to do. Just get the hell out of officiating. If you can't do the job, leave it. It's that simple. It's that simple. But anyway, I have a problem with officiating. Yes, this is somebody in Kansas City, whether they benefited or not. Clearly, they're not benefiting now when you have a player headbutted in the balls trying to make a catch. And then what happened last night in the New England game, I mean, just ridiculous calls all around. And it's not getting much better. But if you put somebody watching these games or a crew of people when there's a bunch of noon games, 3 o'clock games, but primetime, you definitely got to get this right. It's something simple. Replay assist has already made a difference in the National Football League. Just start expanding that. There's too much money at stake. Too much money at stake. We're seeing 46 of the top 50 programs in the United States are NFL games. Over anything, 46 of 50 are NFL games. You're seeing the streaming services use NFL games to launch their streaming service. People are doing it at extramental amount. People are paying a ton of money to go to football games. Gamblers now, with all the states open to gambling on games, it does matter. Like, getting things right does matter. And whenever they eliminate the tush push, then they're going to eliminate what goes on down the field. And then all of a sudden, 32 teams, not just teams that do tush push, 32 teams are going to be affected by the new rule. And you at home is going to be sitting there wondering what's going on. Coming up next, more of the Kansas City Chiefs before we And we'll dive into the stadium issue as well. Plus, Josh, we have both Josh's. Briscoe's coming on later because his birthday's tomorrow. So we're letting Josh Briscoe come on today. Josh Klingler, chief sideline reporter, joins us in our next segment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, Jim Inkley, JT Noah. Fesco, Dusty, Mac, off for the holidays. We'll be back tomorrow. Then the rest of the week, everything's kind of shut down around here for the holidays. But joining us now, the sideline reporter of the Kansas City Chiefs, the best in the business, as we're doing a salute to the Joshes today, Josh Klingler. What's up, Josh?
You guys get the rest of the week off? Man, you leave a place and then all the days are off.
I know. Well, we work tomorrow. See how it is. We work tomorrow, Josh.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right.
The Chiefs had a day off yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. You know, there's probably, you know, anybody that didn't watch the game nationally probably are like, well, the Chiefs were tanking for a better draft pick.
No.
The bad part is they were trying yesterday. And it didn't look any better. Certainly offensively, the offensive line was a complete breakdown. The defense, you know, played a lot of guys. I mean, it wasn't like they were, you know, showing a bunch of new faces. So that was a rough one because they weren't packing it in by any means. I would have, you know, we talked about it throughout much of the pregame. Like, I'd have been like super conservative and wrote the NFL a nice letter and said, you know what, we've serviced you guys enough. I'm not playing any guys that are part of my future. And I'd have sat a bunch of dudes. Now, there might have been some unhappy players, you know, but, you know, Trey Smith went and battled yesterday. And I tried to ask him after the game about it. And he just kind of tersely said, it's my job. But he didn't have to show anything. Bolton, Tranquil, Chris Jones, for that matter, probably, you know, anybody that's part of your future, I'd have wrapped up and sat on the sidelines. But I know that's not kind of how it goes in the NFL. And they were trying yesterday, but boy, that was a mess. And then offensive line, you could just see it. Like, okay, the book is out now. Just throw the house at the Chiefs because they can't get anything going in the run game. You got obviously now a third string quarterback and you got two tackles who are, you know, I think are going to have valuable experience from what's going on here, but it's pretty ugly.
Yeah. And even Andy Reid said, all right, on Asa Pollet after the first game, like, it's just, we'll see what happens once people see film on it and tape. What happens? It's one thing to do something one game, but see if you can parlay that to the next. Josh, before we get into the actual game, you had a chance. Nissan Stadium, they play in Nissan Stadium, but they're building a brand new one. Speaking of stadiums, that'll kind of be a hot issue today, I'm sure. But a new stadium for the Titans in 27 will open.
Yeah, I guess it is another year away, and it's sitting like, I mean, it butts up right next to the other one on one side of the stadium, so you can actually see it kind of growing over the stands across the way from the press box. But I mean, that town is just, I mean, it's there's construction all over that town, and it's been going on for several years. It's a destination. It's going to be an automatic, I think, Super Bowl rotation city. They just have a lot going on, obviously, with Broadway Street and all the clubs that are there and the people that come and hang out. And, you know, they're going to have a glitzy new I think their current stadium looks pretty nice to me, kind of walking around. Doesn't seem like it's – I mean, it's technically not super old, right? But the one, you can just see it. I mean, it's just – it's starting to grow a bank above the upper deck, almost like it's invading, you know. So I know they're really excited to get that thing opened up. Next season or two seasons from now. Now they'll play one more season at Nissan Stadium and then move to the other Nissan Stadium. I guess it's the same name, at least for now.
Yeah. Wild stuff. And Josh, I'll say this. How many people do you think, if you ask 10 people who Chris Olatokun was, didn't know that name by the time he got in there and started playing for the Chiefs?
I think if you knew anything, you probably remembered he got praised for, being the scout team Lamar Jackson. I mean, he's become real tight with Patrick Mahomes. He's been on the roster for several years, but you know, I think you've seen, you know, that he's been, you know, what he is, which is a guy that is in your room that helps out with the other quarterbacks, that helps out in practice. And, I can't imagine somebody that's, you know, been around for 4 years and kind of getting his first snaps isn't still a little bit overwhelmed when they come into a game like that. So, you love to have your shot, probably not in that type of situation, but yeah, I bet you there was a lot of people going, yeah, who exactly, well, we were asking yesterday, cause I wasn't even sure. Like I'm asking like, who's the next quarterback? Cause they don't have another one on the roster. And it turned out that the green dot, the next green dot goes to Noah Gray. So yeah, he would have been the emergency quarterback in that situation. And I don't know, after Noah Gray, is it Travis?
Probably.
Does he finally get his shot to play quarterback? I don't know, but I'm guessing if they haven't brought anybody already, I haven't seen any reports this morning, but I'm sure they were calling around yesterday. What makes the most sense to me is probably try to grab Bailey Zappe off the Browns practice.
That's right.
He was here for a little bit. I don't know if you can Shane Bouchel's far enough removed, and he's also on the Bills practice squad, but maybe he'd want to finish out whatever their playoff run ends up being. So it'd probably be a familiar name, but you got to bring somebody in for Christmas, right? Hey, free agent quarterback or someone on a practice squad, how would you like to come to Kansas City for Christmas? Because they're going to need at least another body.
Well, it's going to be 70 degrees for Christmas, Kling, which will be unusual. I was saying the Broncos are probably thinking, oh, man, the Chiefs game at the end of December, it's going to be cold, could be snowy, could be a lot of things, but not 70 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think – I mean, that's an interesting game now, right? Because, again –
it means something.
The Chiefs are going to try to win. You know, they're not going to lay down, certainly, for the Broncos. So maybe you can – you know, we've had spoilers on Christmas, right? Maybe the Chiefs could somehow pull a spoiler on them, but they're going to need that game, obviously. And they're now suddenly not fighting for number one seed, but the division race is still not over, which is kind of crazy to think about, right? But –
yeah.
Chargers and Broncos play what in the final week of the season. So
that'd be a big one.
That would be an interesting way the Chiefs can factor their way into who wins the division race. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, it'd be fun to see Noah Gray got moved to receiver. I think he played his sophomore and junior year quarterback that got moved. So it's been far removed for the Chiefs to have one of those guys. They still stayed at number 12 as far as the draft order is concerned with the Chiefs. I guess yesterday, Kling, I think a lot of the talk was maybe seeing what Breshard Smith can do and a full bunch of carries. Like he had carry number 2 against the Chargers. Like, oh man, we're going to see a lot of him. But him and then Jalen Royals, that was the two guys that I think were talked about a lot. Let's see what they can do. But didn't have that chance to see him play much yesterday.
No, there wasn't. There wasn't a lot of one offensively. There wasn't a lot of opportunities, right? Because it was just about just trying to protect the quarterback and then trying to bring in the new quarterback. But yeah, if you were hoping, and I was hoping too, just to see more glimpses of the young players, you really didn't get it yesterday, other than ones that had already been playing. And I know Andy Reid says, well, they've already been playing. Those guys did. Ashton Gelati got kind of normal playing time, but I wanted to see Jeffrey Bosa out there. I want to know why. I know why, because Nick Bolton is a proud, tough football player. But, you know, Bolton and Tranquil played the entire game yesterday. I mean, they didn't come out at all. So, and I get it. They're pros. They're pros. And I'm not knocking, because they're two great guys, and I know exactly why they're on the field. But I would have loved to see Jeffrey Bosa in a every down role. I saw a couple of the Cooper McDonald, another young linebacker. He got a little bit of time yesterday in, I guess, what would be the Leo Chanel spot after he went to IR. But Noah Williams got maybe a little bit of extended look, although they don't have a lot of, you know, full-scale passing threats. I just don't know if they're going to loosen the reins on that necessarily, but I think that they're doing probably evaluation on what they're missing at this point in time heading towards the draft. And as you mentioned, if you're sitting in that middle spot, we know, you know, Brett Veach has talked about it in previous years that, you know, it's about that deep, right, of true number one talents. It goes, what, 12 to 15, maybe, most of them say. And then it kind of drops off from there. So if they're sitting in that spot, you ought to think they get a pretty good player that would fill their needs.
And as far as the temperament on the sideline, I mean, they are a bunch of proud guys. I mean, you can kind of see that going through with Creed and Trey, you know, telling the offensive line after that safety to kind of step things up. I mean, there is some pride that goes along with this football team for everything that they've accomplished. So that was good to see.
Yeah, I mean, they were not happy. I mean, it's clear to me Esipola was to blame for the safety, but because he was drawing the brunt of it. But, yeah, I mean, those guys are prideful. And like I said, after the game, they were both still kind of fired up. I tried to talk to Trey for a minute, and he didn't seem like he was very chatty. And I was just trying to get, you know, if it were me, I don't think you need to play. You don't need to show me anything. He didn't take it that way. And he was obviously still kind of fired up. And, you know, those, again, this is their job, one. So they want to do it. They want to get out there and help their team. I think once you're in the midst of a game too, I mean, it felt like yesterday, it wasn't like everybody's going through the motions. They want to win a game. They're playing. They're programmed to win a game that they're playing in. So, And I think that is something that, you know, coaches see. That's something that front office is going to see. I mean, they're going to know. Dana talked about this too, that, you know, they're going to know if someone's not in it, and they'll make the evaluations here in the last three games too. They want people that are going to pull on the rope and fight the right way. And so you can't knock those things, but I get it from some fan standpoints that were like, you know what, you just want nobody else hurt and you don't want positive results because you want a higher draft pick. I understand. I just don't think that's, you know, that's not in the mindset of many front offices, let alone the Chiefs.
Well, the Broncos game this Thursday night, listen, it's still the Broncos. I mean, I can't stand the Broncos more than anybody else in this division. So it is a weird deal. And the Chiefs draft selection, let's face it, this could be anywhere from 9 to 14. It's not going to move a whole bunch. But, man, the Broncos are really peacocking after that win over the Kansas City Chiefs. So I guess it would be fun to see the Chiefs show up in really good fashion against the Broncos this week. See Chris Olave can just go nuts, man.
Well, I mean, yes. That would be fantastic. I hope I would love to see, again, I'm not telling you what to do on Christmas, people, right? But I would love to see it not taken over by Bronco fans, because I was curious. I'm like, well, I wonder if Bronco fans are going to buy up a bunch of these tickets, because, you know, if they're playing home games in the playoffs, maybe they go out and come to Kansas City like Kansas City has gone in past years to Denver. But from what I'm told, ticket sales have gone pretty good, and they expect a nice crowd. And I think it's the weather's going to help, right?
Be great.
It's the night game as well. So if you got stuff going on early in the day, you can get out to the stadium later. So, you know, I think it's going to be a fun atmosphere. Hopefully they can, you know, protect the QB a little bit better. and be able to run some things offensively. And then especially against that defense, which I'm guessing is going to be pretty mad after giving up a 30 spot yesterday to the Jags. So they need this. They need this game. Let's go spoil it, because again, that has happened to the Chiefs in the past, right? There's been teams peacocking when they gave the Chiefs a key loss on a holiday, if I remember right.
Clint, you have it made, man. It's going to be 70 degrees here, then your last game of the year inside in Allegiant in Vegas. Man, this is
yeah, that's not bad.
This is a perfect scenario for you.
Because initially I was looking, I'm like, wow, that last cold day could be Christmas. And then obviously we had a cold one a little bit earlier. But, yeah, I'll take 70 during the day. And, you know, if it cools off to, you know, 60 during the game or something, that'd be fine. That'd be just fine for Christmas.
Do you have a favorite place to go, Kling? Besides Arrowhead, is there a favorite road game that you like the best?
I mean, the two stadiums in the division that are new, well, all three stadiums in the division that I really like Allegiant's just super nice. So is SoFi. Also, the Chiefs fans invade those two places, so it's great. Denver's awesome. It really is, because their fans get into it, and they're the best. They're the best road fans in the division, right? So you go there, and that damn incomplete just gets you. You're like, I want to get up there and get up there and fight you myself when you hear that. So that's an awesome place to go. Buffalo's been pretty fun the last, you know, few times going there, despite the outcome. I think that the fact that the fans are into it, it's really, really cool. So Nashville was super quiet yesterday, but I get it, because it was a two-win team against the Chiefs that actually had quite a few fans there, like more than I expected. I'm guessing people probably made plans a long time ago and decided to continue and go to the game, but it was about as quiet as you could have for a regular season NFL game. It was very, very eerie. But you know, Nashville is such a great host that's again going to be an automatic. Chalk it down. Whatever years are available, you're just going to pencil in Nashville for Super Bowls. They're kind of amazing. So
yeah,
there's a lot of cool places in the around the NFL that if you're looking at like bucket lists and just places to go. Sure. I would just say the only one I would not go to is the Superdome. It sucks. I know it's super, and it was a whatever wonder of the world. It is expired. Its expiration date is vastly in the past, and it's historic, but it sucks.
Talking to Josh Klingler, the best in the business, chief sideline reporter, Josh Klingler. All right, Kling, last question for you. It is Christmas week. Merry Christmas to you and your family, by the way. What are you drinking this time of year? Like, is the best winter beer? Because I'm a winter lager, Sam Adams, Nutcracker Ale Boulevard, Winter Grind. What do you have? Any of those top three?
I will admit, I texted you how many weeks ago now, and you gave me a list.
I gave you a list.
And I'm sad to say I have not knocked off any of them.
So you check it twice?
It has been just kind of a regular down the middle, have a couple beers, not going to the, I need to go to the store and go through the aisles and yeah, do that, you know, pick out some various varieties. So no, it's just been kind of I've kind of been, you know, my space camper route for a while here. After Oktoberfest went, I guess I did not move into winter. I just went back to Space Camper, which is fine. It's my favorite beer.
It's your favorite beer.
But I have not hit your hit list yet. So I will get on to that over the next couple weeks.
Well, if you like IPAs,
especially when there's no playoffs.
Yeah.
Especially with no playoffs, I think I'll have time to find a winter beer to decide whether or not I'm going to watch a wild card weekend.
We'll see you in Nevada.
Right now, I'm thinking of ejecting for at least wild card weekend, but I don't think I will. But that's my plan.
Well, Sierra Nevada makes a great IPA called Celebration, kind of a winter type beer. If you like IPAs, you're going to stay in the IPA lane. Celebration, Sierra Nevada would be a way to go, my friend.
That sounds good. But yes, I have a list. I need to get to it. Thank you, Bink.
All right, Kling. Good stuff. Good talking to you, my friend. Have a Merry Christmas again.
Oladokun. Chris Oladokun.
Chris Oladokun. Take care, Kling. There you go. Chris Oladokun. Interesting stuff there. We have Briscoe, Josh Briscoe from the Pre and Post on Chiefs Network coming up about 9 o'clock. But I do want to address some of these texts and the direction they want to see the Chiefs going next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, Jay Binkley, JT Noah. 913. It's not what I meant. Nobody knows where Lenex is when you're in New York. That's why we say KC. Bad analogy. Now, that stuff's true. You're always going to say you're from Kansas City. I'm just saying that don't think for a second KC won't feel the pain if the Chiefs and Royals left. That's all I'm saying. You can say you're from Kansas City. Or whatever. Of course, you can do whatever the hell you want. Lenex, say, of course, you're not going to say that. A Shawnee, when you're out, you're from Kansas City. And so everybody says they're from. But what I'm saying is Kansas City's about to be left with the KC Current and the airport. And that's about what you're going to have if the Royals and Chiefs lose. So not a good situation. Of course, you're going to say you're from KC. I get that. But that money, that jock tax, that was no joke. What, over close to $300 million taken in by that 1% for Kansas City? For anybody that lives, it's a resident of Kansas City, Missouri. Or the jock tax. Keep in mind that $200 million payroll of the Mets, they're paying 1% when they play at the Kauffman Stadium. They're paying that. Or when the Chiefs, including them, play in Kansas City, Missouri on game days. Or the opponent when they play in Kansas City, Missouri. Because they have a jock tax, like Pittsburgh does. Detroit has one. Kansas City has one. You pay that money that's used for a lot of different purposes within the city, and all that goes bye-bye. And you want to see Kansas City thrive. If you, you know, like I said, when you travel out and you're from Shawnee or Lenexa or Gladstone or wherever, you say, I'm from Kansas City. But you want to still see Kansas City thrive and buy two of their pro sports franchises leaving Kansas City, Missouri. There's no other way to look at that, but that sucks. It sucks for Kansas City, Missouri. I get it. It's business. It's what happens. At least they're not moving on to Utah or somewhere else. So that is a huge difference for that. Seems like the text line, JT, wants to see a lot of David Bailey, man. They love David Bailey. And he's basically mocked right there where the Kansas City Chiefs are. He's mocked a lot in that 11, 12, 10, 14 range. Does have 13.5 sacks for Texas A&M this year. That would be your guy, wouldn't it? David Bailey, because you talk about pass rush, you'd want some David Bailey.
Yeah, I would love some David Bailey, but I just don't know what the Chiefs will do because they've never been in this position of where they're going to pick.
It's going to make top 30 visits pretty interesting, isn't it? Not that they always draft somebody in the top 30 visits because they like to throw a smoke screen to everybody else, but they do bring in some, like they did bring in Josh Simmons for a top 30 visit. So they did do that. But next year in St. Joe will be interesting because there will be draft picks I feel that you want to go see for sure. So going up to St. Joe will take on, and there you will see receiver, whether it's in the first round, second round. I want it the first round, but can't always get what you want. But, yeah, I feel that a receiver, running back, I hope we're talking about these positions within the top three. New meeting for preseason football when you're watching. You want to see these young stars go. I get it. I want to see Rashard Smith a lot more than yesterday and what the five snaps he had, the three for Jalen Royals. Yeah, I wanted to see a lot more snaps on the offensive side of the ball for both those guys because, to be honest with you, that's what yesterday was about. And to me, the one word is wasted because that was an opportunity. It was an opportunity to see what some of your youth will do. Didn't matter. You're not going to the playoffs. It doesn't matter. Win or lose. That it clearly didn't even matter. They lost the game because they didn't move in the draft order. They stayed at 12th. So, yeah. So they can't even lose right at different times. But I wanted to see something that happens. Like, it doesn't matter if Isaiah Pacheco had a big game. It didn't matter because next year if he's playing for the Cardinals or whoever, it doesn't matter because you want to see Rashard Smith because he is a Kansas City Chief next year. Jalen Royals is a Kansas City Chief next year unless he's cut and they move on, which he really hasn't given huge indications to still be on the team, even though Matt Nagy last week said that, well, it could be like a redshirt type year or whatever for him. It's the NFL, man. I'm sorry. You don't redshirt guys, especially this time of year. You see what they got. You see what they got. Is this a fourth-round pick that can do any good for the Kansas City Chiefs, or do they need to move on? Because they have moved on before, and just because you're a fourth-rounder doesn't guarantee you anything. You don't get first-round-type treatment being picked in the fourth round. You don't get fourth-round treatment whatsoever for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get back to the Chiefs and the draft and maybe what you wanted to see yesterday. But speaking of the Chiefs, we'll talk to Josh Briscoe, pregame, postgame, from the Chiefs Radio Network next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.